it felt so similar to Churchill coming to America. The difference perhaps was that Churchill drank an awful lot before the speech because he was nervous. Zelensky, if he was nervous, didn't give very much sign of it, and I doubt very much that he'd been slogging back the whiskey beforehand, as Churchill had been.
Right. Just quaaludes. And, anyway, you gave him, almost $45 billion. You get the best Coke in the world. I didn't check his nostrils to see if there was any evidence of Hunter Biden-like behavior. Yeah, he's Churchill. And it's World War II. And Joe Biden is FDR, and he's... We are so fortunate to live in the same era as these great leaders, Volodymyr Zelensky. I wonder if anybody's tracking where our tens of billions of dollars are going. $44.9 billion we're giving him this time. Just the .9 is $900 million. Pay no attention to that. Got to get to the FBI in a moment here, but before I do, Katie Porter, Democrat, California, her election took how long? Weeks to count all the votes. Weeks. And then, surprise, surprise, the longer the Democrats count, the more they win. And Katie Porter won re-election. It was a squeaker in California. But you may remember she's the one who has, she has three children. She was talking to her 9-year-old daughter, who she has appropriately terrorized with the secular apocalypse of global warming and climate change. And, you know, that picture of a polar bear on a little ice shelf looking afraid. Polar bears swim better than Leah Thomas. But never mind that. The Katie Porter terrorizing her child. Child Protective Services should come and take her children away.
I have a 9-year-old daughter. I have three kids. And I told my 9-year-old daughter that I was going to be speaking with you. And I said, what do you think about the climate change? And she said, the earth is on fire and we're all going to die soon.
Merry Christmas.
And I asked her how that made her feel. And she said it made her feel angry.
Well, you're raising a Democrat. She's psychotic at the age of 9 and part of this apocalyptic death cult of global warming. And you're a heck of a mom there, I got to say. Really, probably get an award from the, I don't know, Planned Parenthood or something. Get the Margaret Sanger Award. That's pretty amazing stuff. Well, Katie Porter, I saw an article today that reminded me of Katie Porter. And there was an article yesterday, actually, in Salon Magazine. Radical left-wing extremists that they are. And the headline is the word groomers in quotation marks. Groomers, Paul Pelosi, and so much more, colon. They love their colons. The most unhinged GOP conspiracy theories. That's going to lead us to the FBI, too, because they lie all the time, the FBI. So this is for 2022. They got their radical left-wing extremists at Salon Magazine, mostly cross-dressers, probably a lot of dominatrixes and, drug users and all that stuff. Groomers, Paul Pelosi, and so much more, the most unhinged GOP conspiracy theories of 2022. See, they argue that there's no such thing as grooming children for sex abuse. See Jeffrey Epstein and Lolita One, his airplane and his private island, and see Bill Clinton using the plane and the island, and see all the Democrats in there. Anthony Weiner, you remember him? He was married to Huma Weiner and the Clinton family confidant. That's a euphemism. And Anthony Weiner with the teenage girl in California online with his, his underwears and all that stuff. But the Salon Magazine, oh, no. There is no adults who support equal rights and access who care for LGBT youth are groomers, they said at Salon Magazine. No groomers are groomers. People who are grooming children for sexual abuse. Katie Porter had something to say about this in Congress the other day.
This allegation of groomer and pedophile, it is alleging that a person is criminal somehow and engaged in criminal acts merely because of their identity. Their sexual orientation, their gender identity.
Their sexual orientation, they're criminals just because of their sexual orientation or their gender identity. No, we're actually talking about child sex abuse. But she is running downfield, blocking here for, she is an advocate for groomers, like this school teacher in Texas, you may recall.
I'm not going to call them that. We're going to call them MAPS.
No.
Minor Attracted Persons.
No.
So don't judge people just because they want to have sex with a five-year-old.
Yeah, don't judge people just because they vote Democrat and want to have sex with a five-year-old. See? That's the thing. Well, all of this came flooding back when I saw this headline out of Michigan. South Carolina sex offender sentenced for grooming Michigan child. But wait, I thought this was a term that we can't use because he's grooming the Michigan child, and this guy is not LGBTQ. He's grooming an underage girl. Now, keeping in mind that this guy, Grand Rapids, Michigan, a South Carolina man who was charged with sexually exploiting a child in Michigan, has been sentenced. U.S. Attorney Mark Totten announced Christopher Masterson, 35, of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, was sentenced to 30 years in prison for the sexual exploitation of minor children, plural, you see. Now, the horrific type of predatory conduct harms the most vulnerable members of society, leaving irreparable damage in its wake, the prosecutor Totten said. Those who seek to exploit children should know that my office will bring them to justice. Masterson engaged in a multi-year process of grooming, there's that word again, a child, and ultimately convincing her to send live video footage of sexual acts involving herself and a sibling via social media, the U.S. Department of Justice stated in a press release. They put out a press release. Masterson was arrested after traveling from South Carolina to Chippewa County, Michigan, to engage in sexual conduct with the victim. And they don't even say how young the girl is and don't say anything about the sibling. When law enforcement seized his phone, they found sexually explicit videos of the victim with Masterson directing her activities. Masterson will be on supervised release for 10 years after he is released from prison. During sentencing, U.S. District Judge Janet T. Neff noted that Masterson was one of the top two or three most egregious sex offenders she had ever sentenced. Top two or three, because that can be rough work, right? Now, in January of 2008, Masterson, the same creep, was convicted in Illinois on a charge of aggravated criminal sexual abuse against a victim under the age of 13, according to the Michigan Sex Offender Registry. But he was on the loose again because Illinois lets criminals go so that they can sin again. And it's grooming. I just saw grooming, and the headline is grooming. The prosecutor talking about grooming, the court talking about grooming, because that's what we're talking about, Katie Porter. It's child sexual abuse, and you can do all the downfield blocking you want for the child sexual abusers and the teacher in Texas. Don't be critical of someone just because they want to have sex with a five-year-old. Man, oh, Manischewitz, I am telling you. That's your Democrat Party. They're not on the side of anything right, anything good. They are unwell. They really, really are. There's an epidemic of unwellness that is very much disproportionately affecting the Democrat Party. Mm-mm-mm. Now let's go to these lunatics at the FBI.
Why does AOC complain that you have not been grooming younger people?
It was Leslie Stahl at CBS. Grooming comes in many forms. And the Democrats, you know, politicians got to groom. They got to groom people for sure.
I think the result of just many years of power being concentrated in leadership with a lack of, you know, real grooming.
Got to do some more grooming. Got a lot more grooming yet to do. Yeah, but these Democrats, oh, you're just indicting gay people when you say grooming. No. We are standing up against child sexual abuse. You are blocking anyone that would sound the alarm about child sexual abuse, which comes in many forms. And it may begin with the transgender kindergarten story hour grooming, you see. And there are parents out here in the world, in the United States of America, who want to raise their children in a sane, rational world where they're not sexualizing their 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds in kindergarten. And, you know, then next step. You got having gender transformation medical procedures done without the approval of the parents when they're not of the age of majority. When they, we had the audio last week of the woman saying 12 years old is the age at which they will take children out of school after they're being groomed by the Democrats and the transgender joy story hour starting in kindergarten. And then when they're 12 years old, they believe that they're old enough for the Democrats running the schools, who are anti-Asian racists, to take your children and have, oh, you know, double mastectomies and start getting hormone treatments at the age of 12 without the knowledge of the parents. Now, if you think that's okay, let me just tell you, you're mentally ill and you should probably be in prison or forcibly institutionalized where you can be helped. Now, let's get back to the FBI. Because we all know we've been reading the various releases by Twitter, thanks to Elon Musk finding out about, I mean, we've got the, for example, you have Mark Zuckerberg, right? Mark Zuckerberg, who is the billionaire owner of Facebook and founder of Facebook. They made a movie about him and everything. And he told a, during the course of an interview with Joe Rogan, told the, he kind of blew the lid off of the FBI. Said, yeah, the FBI came to us and, you know, they were telling us. Now they're using weasel words. Well, we didn't explicitly tell them not to allow people to share the Hunter Biden story in the New York Post, which we knew to be 100% true because we had the laptop a year earlier. But here's Mark Zuckerberg talking to Joe Rogan, blowing the lid off the whole thing.
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump of that's similar to that. So just be vigilant.
So just be vigilant. Wink, wink, nod, nod, little rub, rub, tug, tug. And, you know, they're buddies. They're in the hot tub together. And we're letting you in on the secret stuff, which is how you co-opt them and dazzle them with your badges and your big stuff, Mark Zuckerberg.
We weren't sort of as black and white about it as Twitter. We just kind of thought, hey, look, if the FBI, which, you know, I still view as a legitimate institution in this country, it's a very professional law enforcement, they come to us and tell us that we need to be on guard about something, then I want to take that seriously.
Yeah, yeah, and we know. And then the Twitter releases, this was an interview with Joe Rogan long before the Twitter releases came along. And the FBI came in and said, oh, don't spread these true stories that would be detrimental to Joe Biden's presidential campaign because the FBI is in the tank. And now we've had 8 releases from Twitter, various journalists in charge of what would be released and not Elon Musk. And the revelations have been alarming and startling and disturbing for any sane, rational American, including FBI employees and a great FBI retiree that we've spoken to twice, including yesterday, Mike, who I'm going to buy beers one of these days. But the FBI, they've been caught red-handed, meaning blood all over their hands. That's where red-handed comes from. And the FBI put out a statement saying, it's unfortunate that conspiracy theorists and others are feeding the American public misinformation. That's their job. With the sole purpose of attempting to discredit the agency. You guys have disgraced yourselves and discredited yourselves to the point where the damage may be irreparable. And it's not people telling the truth that are discrediting the agency. It's not misinformation to publish your texts, your quotes, your emails, your exchanges, and to speak to Twitter executives who say on the record and on camera what you guys did. But this is the fraud that the FBI is perpetrating, now accusing people of engaging in conspiracy theories and spreading misinformation with the sole purpose of attempting to discredit the agency. Whoever wrote that release should be in shackles and should be dragged away to a D.C. jail. Just saying. You know, the feds also just rolled out the biggest threat to privacy and freedom in years. It's called the digital dollar. It's also called Order 14067, and it gives the federal government unprecedented power to control your money and your spending. You need to get out of cash, but fast. So call 888-446-5320 to get your personal wealth protection guide. Because my friends at American Alternative Assets are standing by to help you protect your retirement savings, your nest egg, by rolling over your IRA or 401k into a gold IRA. Fact is, you can hold physical gold and silver in your retirement account while still maintaining its tax-deferred status. So call 888-446-5320 today to get your free wealth protection guide. This guide's going to answer all the questions you have. Protect your savings now before it's too Biden late. Call American Alternative Assets at 888-4-GOLD-20 to secure your free gold and silver guide today. 888-446-5320. Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Yeah, more on the FBI. Honestly, these people, there is a lot more and audio that I want to share with you on the corruption of the FBI by the left in the United States, where they continue to lie to us, just gaslighting the heck out of us here.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
We've got more on the FBI having been corrupted and lying to us and now gaslighting us, and also the dim-witted Republicans are increasing the FBI's budget this year on Capitol Hill. They're not only more than they got last year, not only not holding up their funding until there's accountability, but dramatically increasing the funding for the FBI, even beyond what the administration had requested, beyond what it's just amazing. And I'll get to that in a minute. And more on the FBI, because it's a tragedy. Let's go back to the phones, Michael. Let's go to Rose, calling from Chicago, Illinois. Rose, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hello. Hold on, I got to get back to my... Oh, shoot. Sorry.
Sure.
Ah. I'm here.
All right, there you are.
There I am.
Fire away.
Now I got to get back. I got to get back to my screenshot. So what happened was, I have some nieces up in British Columbia. And they called a few days ago, kind of panicky, saying, please Google psychosis.
Psychosis.
Google psychosis, which I did. Now I'm trying to get back to her screenshot.
Tell me what it said in Canada. I'm running out of time.
Okay, hold on. That's what I'm trying to get back to.
What it said in Canada. You're not very well prepared for this call, Rose. What it said in Canada, because it's on the screen here, the definition is thinking the government is coming after you. Is that right, when you Google psychosis in Canada?
It says a term to describe when people lose contact with reality. Common symptoms of psychosis.
Ran out of time.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Might be similarly unprepared. What Rose called in with was a great point. And Rose spoke to Jasmine and communicated Rose's point. But we had a little clock issue there. That's we'll call it that. And Rose has nieces that live in Canada, America's hat, our largest national park. And in British Columbia, that's on the West Coast, where you find Vancouver and so on. And they Googled, they went on the Google machine in Canada, because, you know, it's tricky, this whole internet thing. It's different in different countries, because all the big companies go along with whatever the, you know, Iran wants to do, China, the communists want to do, Canada, the socialists want to do. And if you Google psychosis in Canada on your Google machine, what comes up is the definition, right? You go to the dictionary and you find the definition. And in the definition of of psychosis is afflicts people who believe the government is out to get them. Now, that's not actually in the definition of psychosis, but in Canada, it probably says like those truckers, you know, that little Lucky Pierre doesn't like. So that's it. They put in, and then you Google it in the United States, and you get a completely different definition. In the same Google machine, go to the same dictionary, and we have a different definition because, you know, they have a history now, the left, of changing definitions online to conform with what the party is selling. The Democrats recently had the dictionary change the definition of man, change the definition of woman, and now it's, you know, not, here's what a man is, an adult male human. A woman is an adult female human. That's what man and woman mean. But they changed them in the Democrat dictionary. And who was it? I think it was Webster's, right? To say a person, and it says, it doesn't say an adult male. It says an adult person who identifies as, right? So you can have female genitalia in every cell in your body shows genetically that you're female. But if you say that you're male, then you're a man, according to the dictionary, because the Democrats changed it. And sexual preference, because Amy Coney Barrett used the term sexual preference during her confirmation hearing, the Senate Judiciary Committee, the Democrats, they took umbrage. It's not a preference. You're born that way. So they changed it in the dictionary. So that this is George Orwell's nightmare. This is Joseph Stalin's dream. And they changed it to say that sexual preference, the term, is offensive. What is offensive to me is the FBI lying about everything that they lie about. And that is a great deal. And like the Hunter Biden laptop, and I played the Mark Zuckerberg audio for you where he said that the FBI came to them at Facebook and were telling them what to do, but a wink and a nod, you know? And they weren't saying, well, don't do this. They're just saying, you shouldn't do this because Russian disinformation. And we saw this last time, and now there's this new thing coming up. And so the FBI is now accusing Americans that are well-informed of being conspiracy theorists and people that tell the truth of spreading misinformation. Now, those are lies told to me by the FBI just yesterday. And whoever put that statement out should be in ankle shackles and maybe Gitmo, maybe get the Perrier Spritz down there. The correspondence, they wrote, between the FBI and Twitter show nothing more than examples of our traditional, longstanding, and ongoing federal government and private sector engagements. See, it's longstanding. They've been doing it for a long time. It's ongoing. They're still doing it. The federal government and private sector engagements, that fits Benito Mussolini's definition of fascism right there. Look it up. So they're bragging about it now. The federal law enforcement agencies with all kinds of responsibilities and intelligence agencies, ongoing federal government and private sector engagements, which involve numerous companies over multiple sectors and industries. Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles. The law enforcement agency said on Wednesday in a statement provided to Fox News, as evidenced in this correspondence, the FBI provides critical information to the private sector, none of it's true, in an effort to protect themselves. Thank God for the FBI helping them protect themselves and their customers. What, from the truth about the Democrat Party? Because the men and women of the FBI, what kind of bigots are these people saying they're only men and women in the United States? I'm going to sue them from the transgender something or other. The men and women of the FBI work every day to protect the American public from the truth. Once again, from the truth. I Got it is unfortunate that conspiracy theorists and others are feeding the American public misinformation. Oh, you mean like the dossier that you guys had, which was really just Hillary Clinton's opposition research filled with fabrications about hookers peeing in beds in Russia and about President Trump's involvement with the Alpha Bank? They're just some misinformation that you guys spread out of the FBI and the U.S. intelligence communities for the sole purpose of attempting to discredit the agency. Now, that's paranoid. See, there is no sole purpose other than revealing the truth about corruption. And this is the FBI statement yesterday. Honestly, if I were the FBI director, I'd find that person and put him in a duffel bag and use him as a boat bumper on an aircraft carrier. I don't know why I thought of that, but that's what I thought of. So the FBI said in the past it had not forced Twitter to remove any content. They hadn't forced them, you know, like that dominatrix spanking you or anything like that. They said private sector entities independently make decisions about what, if any, action they take on their platforms and for their customers after the FBI has warned them. Sure. Well, why would they, hey, the FBI told us this is foreign disinformation. What should we do? I don't know. Let's go ahead and spread it around. This is such a fraud. It is such a sham, such a scam, such a put on by the FBI. Honestly,
I look forward to spanking each and every single one of you.
Happy holidays. So the Twitter files, which Elon Musk authorized, comprise internal documents from the platform Twitter under the previous ownership detailing Twitter's blacklisting practices. That's racist. And content moderation, which is George Orwell / Democrat Party speak for censorship, for their content moderation decisions regarding former President Donald Trump, for example, who they banned, even though he's president of the United States, whereas the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei still hums along happily while they hang gay people from cranes and everybody shouts Allahu Akbar and throws shawarmas at them. They don't really throw shawarmas at them because they're delicious sandwiches, and you wouldn't throw a delicious sandwich at the hanging gay person. You know, why would you? You'd have to go get another shawarma then. So that part was untrue. I just made that up. But I didn't make up as much as the FBI made up, not by one heck of a long shot here. The information was provided after Elon Musk gave access to journalists he selected, including former New York Times columnist Barry Weiss, former Rolling Stone reporter Matt Taibbi, and The Intercept's Li Fang, no relation to Fang Fang, who's, of course, the Chinese communist spy that was having sex with Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell and promoting his career and raising money for him on behalf of the Chinese Communist Intelligence Services, a story which CNN and the New York Times have no interest in. So that's what the FBI said yesterday. And I got to tell you, they just continue to circle the drain. Boy, oh boy, do they just circle the drain. Now let's go to somebody, because that is the most outrageous. And we found out that the U.S. military and the U.S. Central Command has responsibility based at MacDill Air Force Base, Tampa, Florida. And also on the same base, the U.S. Special Operations Command, which does all the kind of Jason Bourne, you know, spooky stuff. That's where the real badasses are. And, the SEAL Team 6 is under U.S. Special Operations Command and what we call the Army Delta Force and so on. And they do the top secret spooky stuff. They drop out of airplanes and with oxygen masks at 30,000 feet and free fall into mountain ranges in the middle of the night and kill one bad guy and then spend 5 days walking out of there. You know, these are the guys. And it turns out that the Pentagon and the U.S. Central Command working with Twitter on their information operations overseas. And Elon Musk suggested early on that the U.S. federal government, the intelligence services, maybe the FBI and Twitter involved perhaps in throwing the election in Brazil, which liberals used to frown upon. But that's before they co-opted the CIA and the FBI and nobody's more corrupt than them. All right, let's get to some audio about the corrupt FBI. Tragic as it is, it has to be said out loud because that's what the truth requires. And Jason Chaffetz is a former Republican congressman. He's no longer in the House of Representatives. And he was on the television this morning on the Fox News Channel, Jason Chaffetz, talking about the FBI. And I got to tell you, and I am appalled and horrified to see the Daily Caller has the story. Republicans poised to approve massive FBI funding boost in the wake of FBI files revelations. These people. Republicans are set to approve a massive spending bill, which includes billions of dollars in funding for the FBI, despite recently leaked information which found the federal agency colluded with Twitter to censor users. And that's an understatement, to tamper with our election like they're a foreign government. The bill designated $11.33 billion American dollars for the FBI to investigate extremist violence and domestic terrorism, according to a summary in the bill, the House Appropriations Committee. The total is reportedly $569.6 million more than the enacted levels for 2022 and $524 million more than the president requested. So the Republicans are rewarding the FBI for being a corrupt appendage of the Democrat Party. Let's go to Jason Chaffetz this morning on the Fox News Channel.
I guess it really begs the question, what laws were being violated that the Federal Bureau of Investigation believed that they needed to take action? Looking at terms of service, are you kidding me? Is there any other place or industry where you're telling it there might be a violation of terms of service? That's not the law.
It's the fascist Bureau of Intimidation and Jason Chaffetz.
The more I read the response from the FBI, the more outraged I am. What I want to understand, if I was still in Congress, I'd want to yank them up there and say, what laws were violated? How many charges went out there? Who did you go after? Because they didn't, but they ramped this up to 80 different agents.
They had a team of 80 FBI agents assigned to disseminate propaganda and misinformation to the American people on behalf of the Biden campaign and the Democrat Party, and the anti-Trump coalition inside the FBI really took over. Jason Chaffetz.
And remember, this is just Twitter that we're talking about. We haven't even got into Facebook and these other social media companies.
And I played the audio of Mark Zuckerberg revealing that. Honestly, Jason Chaffetz, you know, these are pro-law enforcement people, myself included, that have just learned the truth about a corrupt federal government agency.
If somebody shows up at your office and has the FBI badge on their jacket, are you telling me, hey, it's just a suggestion, but you might want to do this? That is such intimidation.
Yeah, we were just making a recommendation. Sure, we had guns and badges, and we're the FBI, Jason Chaffetz.
And why is it that it always goes one way? It only goes against Republicans, only goes against conservatives. It's always a one-way street with them.
Yeah, that's a fact, Jack. And that is where the real corruption comes in. That's... The FBI is tragically and sadly a corrupt institution. It's been corrupted by political activists who are abusing the power of the FBI collectively and individually and personally. And it always accrues to the benefit of the left, the Democrat Party. These people are like termites. That's right, they're termites. That's how Barack Obama's pal Calypso Louie referred to Jewish people. I'm talking about a corrupt government agency eating away at the foundations of our constitutional republic.
Okay, thank you, and happy holidays to you.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Canadian healthcare has another episode to brag about. Canada offered assisted suicide to a Paralympian veteran who wanted a wheelchair lift installed in his home. So he called in and he talked to the Canadian veterans people. And they said, well, if you come in, we can assist you with suicide. because the left is a death cult. This is an actual story. This is a true story. It's almost as crazy as the Republicans increasing the funding for the FBI right now. Canada offered assisted suicide to Paralympian veteran who wanted a wheelchair lift installed. Canada approved medically assisted suicide in 2016. Come on, it's the second largest country on the planet Earth, and there are like 40 people living there. You know, got a busload of Canadians. Go, you cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Canada's Veterans Affairs Office offered to assist a Paralympian and veteran to commit suicide when he sought to have a wheelchair lift installed in her home. The woman told lawmakers last week, Christine Gaultier, 52-year-old retired corporal who competed in the 2016 Paralympics at Rio de Janeiro, testified to lawmakers that a VA official had offered in writing to provide her with a medically assisted suicide kit. You're going to just buy some fentanyl on the street corner and be done with it. The case officer remains unnamed, but reportedly made a similar offer to at least three other veterans. I don't think this is the person you want answering the phone at the veterans thing, but it's Canada. You know, it's not America. They're different. They're very different people, those Canadians. They play hockey and they drink Molson, do all kinds of things that we wouldn't do. Pretty amazing stuff. I'm not going to have time to get to it, but Matt Gaetz, Congressman Matt Gaetz, wrote an op-ed, Republicans need a real leader, not Kevin McCarthy. This is the Matt Gaetz going after Kevin McCarthy here, and wrote an op-ed, which, you know, will get some attention because the media loves Republican on Republican, right? They love Republican on Republican hostility because they're not on the side of America. They're on the side of the Democrat Party, the left. But Matt Gaetz with a fun piece, Republicans need a real leader and not Kevin McCarthy, wrote it for the Daily Caller. And it's pretty good. You know, January 3rd, Republicans start the process of choosing a new speaker. The speaker be second in line to the presidency, and he says, and it should not be Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy is okaying an increase in funding for the FBI right now. He should be kicked out of Congress altogether.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.